In the last episode, we talked about why we have pain through the concept of fascia. Today, we're going to dig deeper into how I treat pain in a holistic way. We will also revisit Aliyah Janel's episode and talk about her hamstring pain, why it happened, and the technique I gave her to prevent it from coming back after our session. When I treat somebody, I look at three layers of pain. I do the same when I do a session for prevention, but right now we're talking about pain. I look at the mechanical layer, the somatic layer, and the spiritual layer if the client is open to it. I often get asked, how did you do that? I don't feel the pain anymore. Like, that's crazy. Some people, they call me a wizard, some people a magician, or I've been called also a body whisperer. And sometimes it's not that the pain is completely gone, but most of the time, the pain is less pronounced because it can take several sessions to get rid of the pain, especially if that person has been dealing with it for a long time. What really happened, I think, when people get off the table is they realize that after one session, they have less pain or no more pain anymore. And they start analyzing the fact that something happened in that session, something different. Because not only I work on their body manually, but we talk, laugh, cry. Sometimes we meditate, we do breath work. No session is ever the same, even if we are working on the same issue. And it all depends on what you're going through, how you're handling it, and what I believe is the real root of the problem. I treat the body in a holistic way. It means that I approach pain from different angles, whether I need to soothe it or confront it heads on. And over the years, what I'm realizing is that we're not our pain, but our pain is us. It's often a reflection of who we are, how we're experiencing life, how we feel, and also, of course, our posture, repetitive movement that we're doing, the type of work that we're doing, and of course, how we sleep, what we do as a hobby. I think that we get so used to feeling uncomfortable that sometimes it becomes our comfort zone. And so pain starts to feel like part of us. And we just deal with it, accept it. We just learn how to deal with it. A lot of time, people who work with me, they go through the whole healing process without even realizing it. I manually unlock the doors that have been shut for too long. I make them reflect on their life. I guide them to the part of their subconscious that's holding on to a belief that is giving them pain, a place to settle in. So together, we create space for healing, a space where pain no longer feels at home. So now I want to talk about how I treat pain looking at the mechanical aspect of it. It's always the first layer that I look at. I look at the posture, what movement is causing the pain, what position is making it feel better, how the person is compensating to be able to still move and achieve the movement it wants to do, what repetitive movement the person can be doing. I worked in basketball for over decades, and if I take those players as an example, the pain that they're going through could be depending on the position that they play. Are they squatting a lot? Are they shooting a lot? Do they have to defend and have to be aggressive? And of course, there is no one technique, one fit all kind of way to treat them, because they're all different. And you too, by the way. A treatment that's going to work for one of your friends that has the same lower back pain is not going to be working on you necessarily. I think it's really important to pay attention to how people go through life and how they handle it using their own bio-individuality. So if we go back to Alia's episode, she complains about hamstring tightness, a hamstring pull that's bothering her. Alia is a professional dancer, choreographer. She specialized in dancing in heels. You've seen her, for example, touring with Beyoncé. And what happens when you dance in heel is that it can create the perfect storm for hamstring pain. It's like a domino effect. It's all about how the body compensates when it is constantly in that elevated high heel posture. So let me break it down for you. When you're up on those heels, you are activating your posterior muscle chain. So now remember, everything is connected through the fascia. The posterior line, it's a line of muscles, tendon, ligament, connective tissue that runs from your forehead and the base of the skull all the way down to your hamstrings, your calves, and your feet. When one part of that line, like your calves, for example, gets tight, it creates tension all the way through to your hamstrings. And believe me, sometimes this is the reason why people have tension headaches or neck pain. In Alia's case, her calves were really tight, tight and short. And so the role of your calf muscle is to plantar flex your foot. Over time, if you're constantly shortening those calf muscles, it starts to take a toll. And they get tighter and tighter. And when those calves are tight, they pull on everything connected to them, including the hamstrings. Another part of her problem was her plantar fascia. The plantar fascia is a thick band of connective tissue that's located at the bottom of the foot. And it's also part of the posterior chain. When you're working or dancing on heels, the feet are forced into a position that's not natural. And so as a result, the plantar fascia is stretched for too long and it becomes tight. So that tightness, you have to see it as a defense mechanism where the body is trying to defend itself against an aggression. The body basically is saying, I'm going to make this muscle tight so that the movement can stop. It's a protective response that's known as muscle guarding. It's the way of the body to stabilize a vulnerable area. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you have a strain or you have repetitive stress on an area of your body. What the body is going to do is it might going to tighten the surrounding muscle to create a natural brace. And that brace is going to restrict more movement from happening. Smart, right? While this response can be helpful in the short term, that's what can create chronic tightness, and that can lead to dysfunction because it restricts the range of motion and it disrupts proper biomechanics. So when you start feeling tightness, don't wait to treat it. But I want you to keep in mind that sometimes stretch is not the answer, because if you stretch a muscle that's tight, the body might gonna respond by more tightness because it doesn't want to be stretched. It's trying to protect it. So always remember that. What I prefer to do when it comes to me, and that's usually what I tell my people too, is self-massage first, a warm shower or warm bath, anything that's going to warm up the area, promote blood circulation in that area so that the body can relax. So let's go back to our heel, dancing in heel problem. So when you dance in heels, your weight naturally shifts forward. And that can make your quads and your hip flexors work even more to compensate. So in Alia's case, what was happening is that these muscles were pulling her hips into what we called anterior tilt. That means that her pelvis was tipping forward. And remember, again, I keep on reminding you, because everything is connected, if the front is tight and pulling the hips forward, the hamstring in the back that are connected to the hips as well are going to be stretched. So the front is going to be tight and short, and the back, the hamstring, is going to be long and tight. And at the same time, you have your calf muscles that are connected to it that are tight, and your plantar fascia that is tight. What do you think that the body is going to do? The body is going to say, stop. So now that we have elucidated why Alia's hamstrings were tight, remember too that she had neck and shoulder tightness. So when your lower body is out of alignment like that, it doesn't just stay down there. The tension travels upward. And before you know it, your neck and your shoulder are tight too. When one part is off, the rest has to compensate. And sometimes, because of this overcompensation, the body is gonna try to protect because this pull is not natural, and it's going to make those muscles, yes, you got it, tight. So in a nutshell, if I kind of summarize what we have here, we have the tight calves, the overworked quads, quadriceps, that anterior tilt of the hips that put extra pressure on the hamstrings. And to add to that piece of the puzzle, we also have the neck that is tight. So all of this is why she was having that hamstring tightness. Now, take into account the fact that she's a professional dancer, dancing in heels, repeating movements over and over until it gets perfect, and then going on stage with all that adrenaline and all those amazing dancers, musician and singer, and having to even push yourself even more, that was causing her hamstring to tighten up. Now I'm going to show you some of the self-massage exercise that I gave Alia to take care of her hamstring pain. In the second part of this discussion, in another episode, we will talk about somatic pain. This is also a subject that I love talking about because it's not really well known. It can be tricky to mix manual therapy and talk therapy at the same time. People want to be rubbed on, relaxed, and get rid of the pain. And that's okay, because there are therapists who are really good at doing that. But in my practice, I like to, at a minimum, work on the mechanical part and the somatic part. That's what gave birth to Deep Tissue Talks. Test how far you can go by bending over. You should be able to go much further after all the exercise. Roll the bottom of your foot for 30 seconds to 1 minute. Go slow and deep. Roll the length of the quadriceps from the hip to the knee. Roll Roll your calf muscles, one after another, or together at the same time. Roll the hamstrings. Do not put pressure under the knee. You can roll the glutes muscles as well, but don't forget to activate them afterwards. Slowly extend your back to stretch the front, your anterior line. Finish by giving your neck muscles a much-needed rub. Thank you so much for listening, and see you soon on Deep Tissue Talks.